Hi, this is a dictation for Eldred Acofe, ALDREDACOFE. Date of birth is 4/25/1966. Date of service is January 6, 2026. The patient is here and he reports that he is suffering from lower back pain with radiation to the right leg posteriorly. As a sharp pain all the way to the calf, but not affecting the foot and toes. There's no radiation to the left side, no radiation to the upper extremities, and patient denies any neck pain or middle back pain. Also, there's no history of any automobile accident. He has had no history of fall, except in November last year, he was struck by a car when he fell off his bike. But the case never went through. Now he's trying to lift weight and it caused him pain, so he's here for it temporarily to get some help. The weightlifting definitely causes him pain. He's doing 135-pound lifting. In that accident, patient report that he was hit from the rear. And he fell on the right side. There was no loss of consciousness, headache, nausea, vomiting, or bleeding, laceration, none, or fracture. And MRI were done at Premier MRI by Dr. John Marshall. And after that, he has not pursued any case. He had limited physical therapy. He got better significantly. According to him, these pains are continuous as shooting, stabbing, aching. 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by walking and bending and improved by lying down. Medications. And so far he has had MRIs at Premier Imaging. In addition, patient has numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the right leg with slight weakness of the leg. And there is bladder bowel incontinence. Patient has had some treatment, physical therapy, chiropractic, alternate medications during last year, but not nowadays. And they review the records for system review. And he states that his leg give out because of the weakness. And he had a stroke on the right side prior. And his walking is affected because of that. He stumbles. And he also had a blood clot in the left leg in 2018. This is the point. His history of depression, anxiety, PTSD is also reported. It reviews the records for oral surgery, system review, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal and personal history, as well as the ADLs and the diagnosis stage. Physical examination is as follows. The patient is a 60-year-old African-American male of a average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Patient is good attitude, demeanor, sleeping comfortably. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces are observed. And dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adapted device. The blood pressure was found to be 213/122, pulse 98, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'9", weight is 205. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including the neurological examination. And musculature examination, which are normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection file patient is from the template, normal. Fine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm is observed, L1 to L5 on the right side, mainly. With the 1 plus hypertonicity, no trigger points. The range of motion of cervical spine is completely normal with forward flexion of 60. and the bilateral side flexion is 45, extension is 60, and bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 30. The extension is 20. And all the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in the cervical spine and thoracic spine are negative, while in the lumbar spine, only the straight leg raising test is found positive on the right side, and so is contralateral leg raise test is positive. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. Brzezinski-Kernick test, Bregar test, Kamp test, Babinski sign negative. SI joint, right SI joint is found to be tender. And a positive Faber test, Gonsalves test, but negative restriction test, either compression or spreading flexion test. Extremities examination is unremarkable. Rest of the exam is completely normal. And plan of care, diagnosis from the diagnosis page, plan of care is from the template. And treatment plan, patients provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory effect. A level 50 milligram at night is provided for anxiety, depression, GAD disorder. Neurontin 600 milligram 3 times a day is provided for nerve pain, neuropathy. Norco 7.5325 is provided every 12 hours for 15 days. Physical therapy was also ordered along with the laser treatment. It's possible. These maps for reviewed labs have been reviewed. MRIs were available from the date of 2023, and they were discussed with the patient in great detail. Patient has facet joint, uncomfortable joint hypertrophy in the cervical spine MRI with slight anterior subluxation at C3-4. Mild disc dehydration is noticed. Bulging disc at C5-6 and C6-7. Is noticed. Facet hypertrophy is present throughout. The MRI for the thoracic spine shows facet hypertrophy and throughout. And in the lumbar spine, again, there is a bulging disc at L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5. No disc herniation is noticed. Facet hypertrophy is present throughout. And his labs have been ordered and reviewed. Patient is otherwise stable. And he will be seen in 15 days' time once the records are released and obtained. A non-pharmacological modality is home exercise plan, referred to psychiatry and fitness club is yes. He is referred to primary care physician for maintenance of the blood pressure, which was high. Interventional pain procedures, none are recommended. Surgical options, neuropsych, attended care, caseworker not warranted. Path investigation, none are being ordered today. DMEs, patient do have a back brace from the previous issues. Education is yes, follow-up visit in 15 days. Personal support, yes. Thank you.